Test 2. Exam practice. Listening, section 3. You will hear two people called Chloe and Ivan talking about a business studies course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Oh, hi, Ivan.
Oh, hi, Chloe.
I'm glad I bumped into you because I've been looking at this prospectus about courses at the university. I'm thinking of doing a business studies degree. Isn't that what you're doing?
Yes, I'm about to start my third year. I think you'd enjoy it. Is there something on the course that you're not sure about?
Well, you know I've been working for a publisher for the last 4 years as a production assistant.
That will be really valuable experience because a lot of people go to university straight from school and don't have that kind of background.
Yeah, I know. And I'm used to dealing with figures and percentages and things, but it's been a while since I've sat down and put my ideas into an essay. I was never that good at it, and I'm not sure I can do it now.
But you did okay at school, so I'm sure you'll soon get into it again. I was worried about different things when I started, like if I'd be able to use all the computer programs. But you only really need the basics. You have to do a lot of presentations, and I thought that would be hard. But we'd actually had such a lot of practice at school, it was fine.
But did you find writing essays easy?
Oh, it was okay. But I was hopeless at getting them in by the deadline. And I was always late for lectures, so I had to work hard at that. And I tend to be early now.
It's good that you've sorted yourself out before you go and get a job, or you might not have it very long. I think the course looks really interesting.
It is. And it also gave me the chance to spend 6 months working in a local business last year.
That's not so important for me. Unless I could go abroad to use my foreign languages. But that doesn't seem to be on offer, which is a shame. What really appeals to me, though, is the idea of being assessed throughout the year. I think that's a much more productive way of learning, instead of everything being decided in an exam at the end.
It's good for people like you who are hardworking all year round. You'll be spending all your time in the library. They've just expanded it too.
That's good.
Well, yes and no. They've made the study area bigger, but it means they've taken some of the magazines and periodicals away. So I think it was better as it was. The university is expanding all the time, and there are lots of new courses coming next year.
Well, that's great news, isn't it? It means the college will have a better reputation, as more people will hear about it. So that's good for us.
I agree, but they really need to add more lecture rooms, as we often have lectures in tiny rooms.
Well, you obviously think overall it's a good place to do a degree. I should probably go and have a look round.
Well, it's holidays now, and there's not much going on there.
Oh, so it's probably not worth going in now.
But you could email my tutor. I know he'd be happy to answer any questions. I can give you his email address. I looked at quite a lot of other universities and read loads of prospectuses, but I thought this one was the best.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
I was a bit unsure about all the different subjects you can choose on this course.
Well, I can tell you a bit about them. There are some subjects you have to do and some that you can choose. The most interesting course I've done is public relations.
From what I've read, it doesn't look very demanding. Some of it is really just common sense.
But it will be really useful if you want to go into marketing or advertising.
That's true. But I need to find out a bit more about it first before I decide if it will really help me. It's difficult to tell from the prospectus.
but you are interested in marketing.
Oh, yes.
Well, you can choose a marketing course. I wasn't very impressed with that course, actually. The tutor didn't make it very interesting.
It's good to put on your CV that you've done a marketing course, though. So that would be a definite for me, and maybe I'd get a different tutor.
Hmm.
What other courses did you choose?
I'm doing taxation, as I was thinking of training to be an accountant, but I'm not sure now.
Oh, that will be a good option for me, because I enjoy working with figures. Although I don't want to be an accountant, it'll be good to have an understanding of taxation, especially if I ever run my own business.
Then there's the most popular course, which is human resources, and a lot of people seem to get jobs in that field.
My friend works in human resources, and she's really good at it. But I don't think I've got the right personality, so I'd give that one a miss. I'm more interested in how businesses actually work, the structure.
That's a compulsory course, the structure of business.
Oh.
But you might find information systems helpful.
Is that kind of computer programs?
Some of it is, but also databases, project management, and other things.
Oh, this sounds useful. But I'll have to look at some of the other possibilities first.
Mm.
You know, Ivan, this course sounds as though it would suit me. I'm going to apply.
Great. If there's anything else you want to ask me, you've got my number.
Thanks.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.